Elderberries are native to the Midwest and have been a part of food and medicine of indigenous people for centuries. But the commercial cultivation of the crop is relatively recent, and interest in the small purple fruit saw a big increase during the coronavirus pandemic. As Harvest Public Media's Jonathan All reports, the niche crop is finding itself at the crossroads of trying to go big or stay small.
Elderberries are pea-sized, a little sweet, and a little tart. They're also antioxidants and have become popular as a nutritional supplement, touted as a way to minimize cold and flu symptoms. Elderberry products are a $320 million a year business in the U.S. that had a 13% annual increase in recent years. Patrick Byers is a horticulturalist with the University of Missouri.
We've seen an explosive growth in the production, and we've seen an explosive growth in the development of markets for this crop.
Byers says while nutritional supplements are the biggest market for elderberries, in recent years they found more use in flavoring beer and wine, as a natural food coloring, and in jams and jellies. And that has meant an increase in elderberry farms.
One of the neatest things is when this whole field is flowering.
Alan Helland is walking through his farm in central Missouri.
And you harvest it or you're mowing it, and it smells, to me it smells like some sort of honey vanilla. It smells fantastic.
Helland planted rows of these now eye-high shrubs 4 years ago. In most ways, he's a typical elderberry farmer, so pretty small scale.
It's a portion of my farm income. 2.5 acres, a new planting, you know, would not come up to, it wouldn't come up to a living.
It's hard to pin down how much land in the U.S. is dedicated to elderberry farms, but Iowa and Illinois both have a couple hundred acres in commercial production. Missouri leads the country with 400 acres, much less than even one modest corn or soybean farm. Helen says elderberry farmers have to do something else in addition, either growing other crops and raising livestock, or being their own manufacturers and marketers.
If I was doing the secondary processing on all my own fruit here, then it very well might.
While no one is making a living just being an elderberry farmer, some say it's possible. Chris Patton is the president of the Midwest Elderberry Cooperative and works with more than 150 farmers across the region. He says with demand for elderberry products projected to grow by more than 30% by the end of the decade, now is the time for elderberries to go big.
And we have to be able to do large-scale commercialization so that we can meet the needs of the larger producers in the place of imports and meeting the high-quality standards.
Patton says just replacing half of the number of elderberries imported into the U.S. with American-grown crop would be huge. He sees elderberries having the potential to be as big as cranberries and end up in energy drinks, nutrition bars, and many other products. But not all elderberry advocates agree.
I mean, we think we need to be in drinks. We need to be in all these big outlets that people are pushing.
Heather Wilson is a sales and social media manager for River Hills Harvest, a Missouri-based company that makes elderberry products and gifts.
At the same time, that's going to drop our price. And again, you're going to have to farm 40 acres of elderberries to just make the same amount that you could make right now on 2 or 3 acres.
She says the fruit's future is probably stronger in very small-scale producers who do more than just grow the crop. Think U-Pick farms and agrotourism. But for farmers like Alan Helland, having the option to either stay small or be part of something bigger might be the most promising way to develop elderberry markets and farms.
It stays something that can be profitable for somebody on a couple acres, you know, kind of your thing. But then, if it's organized correctly, I think there can also be the farmers who are doing, you know, 45 acres of it.
Regardless of size, elderberry farmers will soon be very busy. The berries have a short period where they can be harvested, a 2-week window in late July or early August. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jonathan All.